PR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Making Colorado's transportation more climate-friendly could have economic benefits, too. CPR's Nathaniel Miner reports.
The state is considering changing how transportation planning works to account for its climate impacts. That could mean expanding fewer highways and adding more transit service, bike lanes, and better sidewalks. A new state analysis says such changes could lead to shifts in how people move. Less driving would mean less spending on personal vehicles and fewer car crashes, for example. All that could add up to a $40 billion benefit by 2050. But these are all hypothetical for now. The State Transportation Commission will take up the policy proposal this fall. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Wildlife fencing is going up along a stretch of I-25 near Castle Rock, where a woman struck an elk and was killed. CPR's Claire Cleveland has more.
The 18-year-old woman hit an elk on an early January morning. She got out of her car and was hit and killed by another car. At least 12 people were injured in the incident. Officials came up with a plan to install 16 miles of wildlife fencing on the east and west sides of I-25 between Lone Tree and Castle Rock. They hope it will prevent wildlife vehicle collisions. I'm Claire Cleveland, CPR News.
Colorado is setting up a fund to help low-income immigrants with legal representation. Lawmakers earmarked $100,000 for the effort. It will go to groups that represent people in immigration court. Across the state today, sunny, hazy, and getting hotter between today and tomorrow. This is CPR News.